In this sutra, in chapter 2, skillful means he is correcting our misunderstanding about the vehicle of Sravakas and vehicle of Pratyeka. You know, why we call Pratyeka vehicle or Sravakas vehicle small vehicle. It's because their understanding is not right. When you understand those teaching is the just skillful means of Buddha to suggest the only one great vehicle, which is the perfect teaching, so called it perfect teaching or teaching which Buddha had in his own mind before he, you know, explained it. That is the teaching which is complete. And this is development of the Buddhist thought. It's always concentrated on this point. How to get the approach to the perfect teaching. The Mahayana Buddhist tried to treat the Buddha's teaching, which was told by him already, so that we can understand what he meant actually. But as Zen student says, all those teaching are the finger to point at the moon. And what will be the perfect teaching was the the problem which we have had since Buddha. Maybe better to explain it more a complete way. Although it is difficult to explain it, so accordingly, for you it may be difficult to understand what I say. But not only teaching, but also this is the understanding of life and understanding of reality. So when you think there is something, in this chapter, from page 25, he's referring to this point. When, you know, they think this is the final teaching, or when they think I understood completely what Buddha said, or when they think they attained final stage, which is for arahat, the arahatship, then that is not final stage, because just because he thinks this is final stage. If he doesn't think in that way, and if he continuously striving for the final stage, he is said to be a good disciple of Buddha. But when he said, I attained arahatship, when they think this is a complete teaching, you know, when you listen to Four Noble Truths or Eight Holy Paths, then that is already a mistake. And this is also true with Mahayana Buddhist. Mahayana Buddhist thinks, you know, that all the teaching is, in one word, emptiness. A teaching of emptiness is a true teaching. But if you think in that way, that is also wrong. Then, what is the real teaching? Is real teaching is a teaching which could be, you know, verbal teaching, and which could be a teaching of emptiness, and which is not just verbal teaching, and which is not just a teaching of emptiness. That is real teaching. You know, you already studied home is emptiness and emptiness is form, and form is form and emptiness is emptiness. That is real teaching. Here it's a book, you know, and this is Baba teaching. And this is, you know, this side is a teaching of emptiness. So, if you think teaching of emptiness is teaching of this side is wrong, and teaching of this side is right, then both is not perfect teaching. You know, both people, you know, stick to one-sided view, emptiness and form. And their emptiness or misery is not here. The misery is observing, you know, this and this side and this side from quite different level. So misery is right here. And they, from those who understand misery, this viewpoint is wrong, this point is also wrong. And if this side is right, the other side, this side should be right. Their teaching of emptiness is not on this level. It may be like this, you know. All those side is the teaching of verbal teaching. And when we say emptiness, it is like this, you know. So this kind of teaching cannot be compared with the teaching which is standing. Completely different teaching. So if you know, extend your usual understanding without giving up thinking mind, you cannot, you know, understand the teaching of emptiness in its true sense. The teaching of emptiness is the teaching which could be understood when you give up thinking mind, and when you actually start to practice our way. And as long as you are going on practice after practice, then you will understand their teaching of emptiness. This is the point this sutra put emphasis on it. So, if we start this kind of practice, you will be, you know, you will sure to be a Buddha. And that is so-called Jukhi, you know. In this sutra, you will be a Buddha at certain time, at certain place, and at that time your name will be so and so, you know. It means that. But if you only, when you continue your practice, that is a condition, important condition to understand what is real teaching. The other day, someone asked me difficult term, like five pollution. I don't remember what this translation says. Five defilements. Defilements and the defilement. This is may not be so important, but it is interesting to know what is five defilements. You know, first one, which is first one? Order is sometimes different. Starting from kalpa, not defilement. Pollution is more adequate word. Gojoku. We say gojoku akuse. Akuse, bad words. Where there is five pollution, or polluted, like polluted air, you know, in city. First one is kalpa pollution. According to the time, kalpa people live, there is difference, big difference in the degree of pollution. When our human world is very pure, we had a very long life. Eight million. Years of life. Each one of us could survive eight million years. That because there was the air was not so so bad. But now, you know, in nowadays, we can live just at most 100 years. And in this way, air pollution will become worse and worse. And if we will, you know, survive and in very bad air, it will continuously, you know, pollution will be heavier and heavier until we can live in it just 3 years. All of us will die out at the age of 3 or 2 or 1. This kind of idea they had. So this is maybe defilements. It's more advanced, you know, interpretation of it. In China, they the five, instead of saying five and pollution, they said two defilement. that is more subjective interpret or more psychological interpretation version of it. The one is defilements caused by wrong thinking, wrong understanding, wrong viewpoint. The other is more emotional defilements. But originally, it is more interesting, you know. They had more interesting understanding or version of it. And those pollution of air is created by human being because of passion and evil desires, because human being has so many and so strong passion and evil desires, the air will be polluted more and more. And this is divided into one is more sociological, you know, version of pollution, like when people doesn't know their father and mother, you know, not much, and doesn't know not much about father's life or mother's life, or who is priest or who is Brahman, or no sense of seniority, then that will, at that time, you know, the air will be polluted more. And no idea of obligation, or no justice, or no duty. And that when people does not behave, and when people does not afraid of the result of bad conduct, when people has no wisdom to see things as it is, and when people has not much virtue, and when people do not observe precepts so much, like 8 precepts, no taking life, no steal, no sex, no deceit, no intoxicant materials, no perfume, no dancing, no theater, no television, maybe. No, wear a donned chair or a bed. Ah, no eat afternoon. If people does not observe, do not observe those, you know, pure precepts, then the air will be polluted. And then we'll have, this is more, you know, subjective, those are more sociological, logical version of it. And bonnojoku, you know, pollution by our passion. This is if we have strong evil desires or passion, and if we like to keep sword or weapon, you know. If we involved in judicial case or fight, in this way, our air would be polluted, and we count already kalpa pollution and sentient beings pollution and pollution by evil passions. 1, 2, 3. The first one is to have various, you know, erroneous view of life and society, like capitalism or communism. Those are the imperfect view of life will cause pollution. In one word, various heretical teaching. We count 62 heresy, heretical understanding of life. it is rather maybe interesting, but so complicated. 62. Those are pollution by our understanding of life, wrong view of life. And those things will result because of those pollution, you know, our life will not be so long. So this is so-called it, pollution. A short life caused by pollution. And those are five pollution. The more Mahayana way of understanding of those pollution, it's when we come to the Kalpa, where there is many bad things appear, bad events take place, that is Kalpa pollution. And pollution by sentient beings or people, when we have not much good people, that is pollution by human being. And when we have become greedy, when we have anger, greed, and ignorance, and other passions, because of this, we cannot follow the right path, then that is called pollution by passion. And when we cannot understand the Buddha's teaching because of wrong view of life, that is pollution by view of life. And when we had more than 8 million years of life, there was no Buddha's teaching, or Buddha's teaching was not necessary. But when our age came to 6 million years, Kurusan Buddha appeared and started Buddha's teaching. And when Shakyamuni Buddha appeared, some people could live 120. But our teaching will be ended. When we live just 3 years old, that is, the commentary to the Vimalakirti Sutra. So, it is interesting to you know, to see the commentary of the scriptures, then you will see the how Buddha's understanding of Buddha's teaching developed. Actually, this Lotus Sutra is a good example of good material to know how Buddha's teaching, understanding of Buddha's teaching developed and become deeper and deeper. I think if you have a question, please ask me. I want to, it may be better to have question and answer time. Hi.
Supreme perfect enlightenment or knowledge of the all-knowing. Perfect, I think, translates knowledge of all modes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that? Mm-hmm. Or what it means, knowledge of all modes?
Knowledge of all modes. If I explain it literally, it is very, you know, difficult. So maybe better to explain it more, you know, deferring to our practice, you know. The supreme perfect, you know, teaching. We say so, as if there's some teaching, you know, which you can understand, or as if there's some stage where you can understand everything, you know. But actually, it is not so. What it means is back and forth, you know. We are discussing about what is the perfect knowledge, or what is Buddha knowledge. Although, you know, we don't know what it is, there's some way, you know, to have best use of it, you know. Although we don't know what it is, but we can have a taste of it. What is it? Ah, oh, this is very sweet. This is very good. Something I don't know what it is. And this taste is always safe. Although it is always same, but we have always different feeling from it. We have always, you know, different taste from it. you know, someone may say, let me try. Oh, this is good. What kind of taste did you taste? Well, anyway, it was very good. Anyway, I like it very much. Now, what kind of experience did you have? And, you know, each one of us will explain what kind of taste it was. Looks like different, and looks like same, and it is always encouraging taste, and very refreshing, always fresh. By practice, you know, we can, when we give up all the preconceived idea, when we do not rely on any particular teaching, and when we become just like a child, and when our mind is very soft and flexible, we will have that kind of taste. From through our everyday life, that is something which we are always talking about.
What he understood.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't teach them the Lotus Sutra to begin with, but rather some other sutras that we call Hinayana Sutras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is it that we, very much like those first students of his, begin our practice studying a sutra that he felt they could only hear after they'd been practicing for some 30 years?
Why we study some teaching which was taught?
Buddha waited some 30 years before teaching the Lotus Sutra. He felt that his students had to understand other things before they would be capable of understanding the Lotus Sutra.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we begin, as very young students, with the Lotus Sutra.
Yeah.
Why is it that we don't begin in the same way that Buddhist students do?
You understand in that way. And actually, this sutta was taught by Buddha, 30 years after. But, it is not so, actually. Now, this sutra was taught by no one knows who taught this sutra. But historically, it was obviously this sutra was taught 100 BC or 150 BC. Not by direct disciple, but by Buddhist you know, who thought out Buddha's teaching. By experience, various religious, you know, things, rituals, and by reading or practicing something, zazen, practicing rituals, and came to this point. So for us, you know, who are actually practicing zazen, there will not be no need to read this kind of scripture. But, you know, if you think zazen practice is the only way to have Buddha, to have the same experience as Buddha had, and that is also not perfect, that is not right. To understand what is zazen, we must understand those things. If zazen practice is good, those sutras should be also good. And if we don't feel in that way, something wrong with our practice. Our practice may be Hinayana practice. you know, very primitive practice, which is involved in some gaining idea or some fixed idea of practice. Whatever we do, it should be our practice. Eating is practice, sleeping is practice. Whatever we do, that is practice. And whatever we did, you know, it should be our practice. And we should know how we should lead thoughts or scriptures. And we should know how to study various things besides Buddhist teaching. That is right understanding of practice of zazen. So, you know, if you just your understanding of zazen practice in this way, the limited, under some limitation, they try to be something like Buddha by his teaching. But Buddha himself wanted to make everyone like him. Buddha wanted everyone to be a various Buddha. So we say Buddha taught us in one word, but people understand in a various way. At that time, there were various kinds of language in India. So Buddha, you know, Buddha's disciple asked him to speak in Makada language, but he didn't do so. He spoke many languages according to the people. Even so, you know, when he speaks something according to the ability of the people, understanding of his teaching may be different. That is why we have more appropriately, you know, that is why we have various kinds of sutra according to the version of one teaching of Buddha. Someone must have understood this way. Someone must have understood more limited way, like Sravakas or Pratek way. Do you understand? Okay? This is not my, you know, my own explanation. According to various scholars' study, this is true historically and accumulating various data or information and studying in a more scientific way. This is true, and how Buddhism developed actually. So, you know, right now, with this understanding, we are practicing our way. Hi.
Question that I have, it's another one of those number questions. It says in the sutra, to preach the great vehicle definitively, this dharma of mine in 9 divisions I preach by matching it to the beings, keeping the entry into the great vehicle as the basis. 9 divisions, he says, this dharma teaching has.
Nine division is, you know, according to the ability of the people, you know, there's 9 kinds of words. So his teaching will, you know, reach 9 division of the world.
They are enumerated, not the worlds, but the names of the species, which is why each world is enumerated in a footnote in the parable.
Excuse me?
In a footnote in the translation by Kern, he speaks of the 9 divisions, and he lists them. I think actually he says that they are 9 divisions into which the Dharma or sutras or some holy writing fall, and they are listed, the 9 ones for Theravada and then the 9 ones for Mahayana. They sound pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a footnote.
Footnote? In this book, you mean?
Yeah.
nine divisions.
Maybe his understanding of nine divisions is not the same as yours. I don't know.
Just a moment. Page, I will check later. You know, will you give me the exact page in this book or which book?
In the translation of the Lotus Sutra by Kern, the first one we have from the Sanskrit.
This one?
Yeah. I'm not sure what page, but I can look it up and then tell you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Some other questions? Hi.
Could you talk about the triple worlds?
Triple worlds?
The worlds, which is, he translates as the world of desire and the world of material and the world of immaterial.
Oh. That is very old, thinking. Even before Buddha, you know. Form world, a non-form world, so non-material world, maybe. Form world, a desire world, and form world, a non-material world. Three words. That is the world which we attain by practice. If we are just involved in sensual, you know, desire activity, that is desire world. That is the lowest one. And when we practice Zazen, we will have form world. The form world, in the form world, we will attain four stages. I explained it many times, maybe, you know. If you, first stage will be the stage you have clear mind. You can think in that stage. And you will have good concentration. And you don't have, what you don't have is agitation and contamination of mind. And you will have the joy of conquering thoughts, you know, agitation or strong passion. And you will enjoy the conquering thoughts, you know, things. When drowsiness is contamination. Now when you are not sleepy, you feel good, you know. You have that kind of joy. And your mind is clear. That will be the first stage. So form world is divided in this way. The second stage will be the stage where you have pleasure, joy of renunciation from renunciation from physical, you know, joy. Mental joy. Mental, you know, wrong thinking. Wrong mental, you know, like fame, to seek for fame or material or success or something like that. But you have still physical, you know, desires, many physical desires. The third stage will be, in third stage you have good concentration. You have good, as long as you practice zazen, you are supposed to have good concentration. First stage, second stage, or third stage, or fourth stage. But at the third stage, you have no more, you have no more physical joy. Of course, you have no mental joy even. And you have there, you have good concentration. And form world will be almost completed in the third stage. The fourth stage is there you have no more a feeling of being. You are almost non-being. That is the fourth stage. And on the fourth stage, sometimes they put, you know, more stages. So, but that is the different version of the, maybe the fourth stage. And fourth stage will be extended. Another version of fourth stage will be no feeling of, you know. The fourth stage, ultimate fourth stage will be no feeling of being. And no feeling of no being. That way. They added more and more like that. And those higher stage is called non-material stage. That is the stage we attain by practice. But it interesting thing is, you know, it points out